You take a bunch of drunk people wandering around the city in oversized sombreros, add in a guy with a microphone who looks kind of Spanish, but doesn't speak any,
no.
Plus a tiny Gen Z blonde who's down to party on the fifth day of any month.
Yes.
And what do you get? What you doing at Cinco de Mayo?
Official
holiday that's the perfect excuse to stuff your face with as many tacos and margaritas as humanly possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, Jose and Alexis met up with a lot of the inebriated partygoers to ask them a simple question. What you doing at Cinco de Mayo?
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
Drinking tequila. Yeah.
Okay, now why do you drink tequila?
It's just a Saturday night. Nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo.
Dude, that's like the most honest answer I've heard.
Cinco de Mayo is actually more for white people, more than Mexicans, and I'm Hispanic, so...
You are Latino. Okay, so you being Latino, I'm being Latino, I want to do a quick quiz. Why do people celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
I actually don't know.
You don't know the official reason?
No.
Maybe I'll try to help you.
Can you educate me?
Try to finish the sentence. To celebrate the victory of the Battle of...
Independence.
No. The Battle of...
Tortillas.
The Battle of Tortillas. Like, what is that? Like corn versus flour?
Exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense. Crunchy versus soft, you know?
That's a whole other battle.
Yeah.
I actually like that a whole lot better.
Yeah.
Because just honesty.
The tortilla thing. If you're the person that's walking around on Cinco de Mayo who knows all the details of the history behind it, you're doing that holiday totally wrong.
Oh, wow, Jeff.
Do you disagree?
I mean, I guess, sure.
Nobody pops up and is like, excuse me, people lost their lives that day.
Yeah. You're definitely not the life of the party.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree with you on that.
There we go.
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
About to meet up with some friends, dance to some music, have some drinks.
What's the difference for Cinco de Mayo to you than any other night?
Oh, it's where the tequila drinkers come out. Yeah, there's no Henny, there's no vodka, it's tequila tonight.
What happens when you drink tequila?
Oh, you might cry at the end of the night.
I might cry or you might cry?
I think everybody might cry.
Oh, like we're all going to cry.
Together, yeah.
What's going to make you cry?
The tequila.
But why? Like, what's going to trigger you?
Oh,
convo if I bring up.
It just brings it all up. I don't know.
Thinking, do you have, like, an ex or anything?
Yeah, probably.
Ooh.
It'll probably be an ex.
What's he doing tonight?
Oh, God. I don't know. Don't want to know. That's okay.
Do you really not want to know, or, like, you do kind of want to know?
No. Blocked on everything. Don't want to know.
Do you hate him?
No. No. Oh. Don't hate him. Just don't care what he's doing.
Are you going to cry if I keep asking questions about him?
No. Not on the microphone.
Oh. Alexis is like, come on, let's call him real quick. Just a FaceTime.
You unblock him for 1 minute.
Yeah.
I love how she was saying that she doesn't care what he's doing, and I guarantee 2 hours from then, that's all she cared about.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah, she's crying inside of that bathroom stall for sure.
Yeah, but it's tequila's fault.
Yeah. Not our fault.
Totally tequila.
It's what you're doing at Cinco de Mayo, where we send Jose and Alexis into the throngs of people all over the city, most of them not standing fully upright, because that's kind of how we like to find the people to talk to. And we ask them a simple question.
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
Getting f***ed up, drinking tequila.
Okay, all right. And why are you drinking tequila?
Yeah, I think I just have to do it, you know? Come on.
You don't even thought twice about it, huh?
Nah, yeah, I just have to. I never drink tequila, so...
Oh!
My dad said the last time he drank tequila was the night he proposed to my mom and they're divorced, so...
Oh, wait a minute.
Tequila does not run well in my family.
Okay, so then why would you drink it tonight, bro?
I don't know. That's a good question.
What's gonna happen? You got two shots of tequila in you and a pretty girl walks up to you. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna say, no, I got a girlfriend right here.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know you had a girlfriend. Good answer. Okay, well then let's get into this. Are you gonna be tempted? Get down on a knee.
Maybe if I get a couple more shots of tequila.
Okay, all right. We did it.
Shout out to my dad if you're listening.
Oh, my God.
He's getting married.
Oh, what a romantic story.
Yeah,
I hope they heard this and they saved it for their kids.
Hey, Dad, get me the number to your divorce lawyer.
What you doing on Cinco de Mayo?
I sat in a bar alone for about 25 minutes waiting for my friends to show up. Downed 5 margaritas and didn't realize when they got there.
Okay, drunk, wearing Ralph Lauren and a fanny pack. Are you a frat boy?
I was once upon a time. I live with my parents.
Oh, that is what I would have guessed next for you in life.
Yeah.
Back to Cinco de Mayo. What's your plan for the night?
5 more margaritas.
I love that. Wait, did you find your friends?
I got a friend.
You're looking
here.
Around.
I got a friend here.
A friend or one of your friends?
One of my friends. I'm making more friends. I've got people that don't like me, probably. Oh. And a girlfriend up there.
Oh. Your girlfriend's ahead of you?
Yeah.
Wait, why didn't you get in line with her?
Because I respect the no line cutting rule.
Yes, sir. Oh, wow. Enough that you won't get in line with your girlfriend?
There are 20 people here that waited their due time. Wow. And I respect them for it.
Dude, you're like 30 minutes behind your girlfriend in line.
And she'll have 30 minutes more fun than I will. And that's plenty.
For a drunk guy, you follow the rules.
I tell you, I live with my parents. They taught me well.
The world would be a better place if everybody had to live with their parents until they were 40 years old.
That's amazing.
You guys heard that guy realize that he peaked it in college, right? Yeah.
And you also heard Alexis realize, like, ew, people actually wait in line?
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Dude, you were going to cut with his girlfriend. Yeah. I would have cut with his girlfriend.
How do you know I didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, the beauty of being a girl on Cinco de Mayo.
So nice.
Anyway, that was what you doing at Cinco de Mayo. Make sure to check out our YouTube, Insta, and our TikTok for more questionably hilarious content. All of it at Brooke and Jeffrey. And we're going to do a phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.